Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some running, and we head back to Dublin in Ireland to catch up with Rob Cummins. Rob, welcome back onto the podcast. When we chatted first time, you spoke about your run and your bike almost being the one discipline, essentially. They work really closely together. I love what you spoke about on your bike. What are some of the things that you've done to get better as a runner? It's something you've had to work particularly hard at, and you have improved a hell of a lot.
Yeah, I would have been a really slow runner to start off with, and I could never figure out why until I went back and looked at the training diary and realized I didn't actually run very much. I suppose the things that really brought me on as a runner were the long, slow run. And I think you've had a few people say this recently, that the long, slow run is really slow. I'd be quite happy going around a 3-hour run in winter when I'm not in great shape at 6:10 or 6:15 kilometers, and we just jog. We go out, we'll do 2.5-3 hours. It's no problem. It's nice and easy. But I think the slow run is important. A friend of mine, Alan Ryan, who's been out in Kona a few times, his staple, he said, is a 2-hour run every week all year round. And again, I sort of tried to incorporate that I always had a decent medium long run every week. But my favorite run sessions would be there's a hilly run we do on the foothills of the Dublin Mountains here. It's a 10-miler. And we tend to run that hard on the climbs and easy on the downs. And it's a really hard run. It makes you very strong. I think running hills is really important for Ironman. If you live near the mountains, or if you can do hill repeats and hill work, I think being strong for Ironman is much more important than being fast. Like I said, I'm not a fast runner. But I think if you're strong, you tend to slow down less, so you can hold closer to your absolute top speed, even if that absolute top speed isn't anywhere near as fast runners. I think if you're strong, and hills help that a lot. And the last workout that I like doing is we do a 5x15 minutes off 3 minutes jog, and that would be at probably, I suppose, what you'd call your 10-mile or close to your 10K pace when I'm in good shape, and probably between 10-mile and half marathon pace. So it's 15 minutes easy, and then 15 minutes moderately hard, 3-minute easy jog, and you just repeat that. So that gets you up well up over your 2 hours, but it's an hour and a quarter of really good quality work in it.
Excellent stuff. Rob, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Much appreciated. Look forward to getting you back on to talk a little bit about your nutrition next time out.
Thanks, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.